taste of it, Aaron. It stinks.
You never let up, did
you? Yeah. Oh, now you hurt his feelings.
I'd like to know what any one of you knows about real food.
Well, what do you mean, real food? Out of the dirt, that's real food, isn't it?
That's right. This happens to be nature's greatest gift.
To a celibate, maybe. Maybe you know something we don't. Hmm? Hey, look, give me a slice of that cantaloupe.
Hey, don't ask Lowell for a slice. I'd be delighted to give you a slice of that cantaloupe.
Just sit down and shut up. Sit down, sit down, sit down, and shut up and leave me alone, all of you. Now, let me eat.
Hey, now, what's a big deal? I can't see the difference between that and this anyway.
You don't see the difference. The difference is that I grew it. That's what the difference is. That I picked it and I fixed it. And it has a taste and it has some color. And it has a smell. And that it calls back a time when there were flowers all over the earth. And there were valleys. And there were plains of tall green grass that you could lie down in, that you could go to sleep in. There were blue skies, and there was fresh air, and there were things growing all over the place, not just in some domed enclosures blasted some millions of miles out into space.
Look at that stuff. How can you guys sit there and really say anything to me about this? Look at this crap. Look at that. Dried, synthetic crap. And you've become so dependent on it that I bet you can't even live without it.
What do we want to do?
Don't you realize how pitiful that is? On Earth, everywhere you go, the temperature is 75 degrees. Everything is the same. All the people are exactly the same. But what kind of life is that?
Well, if it's so rotten, why do you want to go back?
Because it's not too late to change it.
What do you want, Lil? I mean, there's hardly any more disease, there's no more poverty. Nobody's out of a job.
That's right. Every time we have the argument, you say the same thing to me. You give me the same three answers all the time. The same thing. Well, everybody has a job. That's always the last one. But you know what else there is no more of, my friend? There is no more beauty. And there's no more imagination. And there are no frontiers left to conquer. You know why? Only one reason why. One reason why. The same attitude that you three guys are giving me right here in this room today. And that is, nobody cares.
Watching TV for a minute.
No.
Why?
I had a bad day. is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immense, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrol dollars, electro dollars, multi-dollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
Can't even get into, like, a second-rate hotel. I mean, a second-rate motel, you dig? They think we're gonna cut their throat or something, man. Like, they're scared, man. Well, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. No. What you represent to them is freedom. What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I mean, it's real hard to be free when you are bought and sold in the marketplace. Of course, don't ever tell anybody that they're not free, because then they're going to get real busy killing and maiming to prove to you that they are. Oh, yeah, they gonna talk to you and talk to you and talk to you about individual freedom. But they see a free individual, it's gonna scare them.
Yeah, well, don't make them running scared.
No, it makes them dangerous.
subatomic and galactic structure of things today. You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of